The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for March 23rd, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing, and I realize I'm blasting the crap out of you guys. Hold on a minute right now. I am getting so sick and tired of Windows 7's frigging mixing bastard bullshit. I'm going to go back to XP pretty freaking soon. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, hon.
Testing 1, 2, still blasting the crap out of them. Still blasting the crap out of them. My recording level is now at number 7. Now at 6 out of 100. I am so sick and tired of this bullshit. Every week is the same thing. Anyway.
Start over.
Why? This is what the people pay for. They say run as admin. There are no other accounts. I am admin.
You just think you still need to work with it, huh? You give up too quickly.
It's been a month!
You still give up too quickly? Just gonna have to get used to it. Work around it.
Anyway.
Alright,
so what the hell's going on this week? We may as well continue being vulgar and angry. What the hell's going on this week?
Oh my gosh.
What the hell did you blow the crap out of this week? Come on!
Me?
Yeah, you. You're the one going out, in the hole and shit.
Oh, I went to the vast deep.
Come on, let's be angry!
No, you're there. You're channeling Sam Kinison again.
Don't make me go Sam on you! Oh!
Well, I went to the vast deep. Conservatory? Is that what we call it? The one that we went in and snuck around?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was called.
It was the green one with
whichever.
Water.
I don't remember which one was called.
Oh, yeah. And I went there with Tellus and other members of the Vagabond Knights. I always have a good time when I get to go with them.
Right, because the Legion of Kithacor is full of crap, right?
No. Oh my god. But we ended up taking every single name down in there, even the last guy, the dragon. We had tenacity Oh, we got our butts handed to us quite a few times, but we kept at it.
So you blew the crap out of the Vasty Deep. The Vasty, whatever the hell it is.
Well, there's for what I understand, there's three instances in there, and one of them is the conservatory. Vast Deep Conservatory. And that was fun. That's the very first one at the top of the stairs. So I'm finally getting into the higher level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as, well, it's not higher level. It's just the instances where you're getting your little tokens and stuff, and I'm also doing some research on the epic, the next step in our epics. I'm trying to start those, and I'm also going after a heritage quest, which is the Bow of the Underfoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yeah, I think you were doing. I'm doing the things for that rat named Ritzy.
Ritzy. Don't know that one.
Right now. Well, didn't you have to, you know, gain stomachs or something from the worms out there? They came out of chests.
Okay.
Now, I thought you and Arison were doing that quest at one point. Getting to her is a pain in the butt. She is just really hard to get to. You gotta jump off a cliff using Featherfall and slide down and angle yourself so you can, you know, skim along the face of this drop off, basically, and then land on her ledge down there with the other rats. So that's getting down to her is a pain in the butt. So I'm still, and I've got a ton of quests for the whole, so basically what I'm doing is, you know, I'm doing my crafting and a few little quests out there at, where's that place out there with the theater?
Oh, Deepwater.
Yeah, Deepwater. I'm doing some, you know, just quests out there, and then of course my crafting. And then I keep an eyeball on the, level channel, and if I see something, I jump in, you know, go for it if I got time.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do more in the hole for sure.
So you need more practice in the hole is what you're saying?
I need more practice in the hole.
Alrighty. My voice is crap tonight.
I didn't do it.
No, it's not you. It's, I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know either. And then on top of that, I'm making bags and boxes for guildmates.
Mm-hmm.
As they request them. Because it's good leveling up for me. I figured I might as well do something, you know.
Yep.
And let me check something here. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. I'm gonna get shot.
Okay.
Huh?
What?
What? You're gonna shoot me.
Whatever. What?
Well, I out-leveled you.
Alright.
I didn't mean to. Honest.
Whatever.
That's what happened when, that's what happened after I got out of the Vast Deep. I turned in the quests and I dung. I was like, whoa, oops.
Well, these things do happen.
I wasn't even paying attention. And we got Bristlebane Day coming shortly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hon, how'd the boy bring up that mouse and a hammer?
An hammer?
Have him bring up a hammer. I'm completely serious.
No hammer.
Have him bring up a freaking hammer.
No, you're going to hit something.
Hon,
bring me a hammer.
I want that new mouse and a hammer.
This isn't going to end well, folks.
I'm completely innocent. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's going to beat something, I guess. I hope you don't. Don't break anything up there.
I'm not going to break anything. Don't worry about it.
What are you going to use the hammer for?
It's a surprise.
No, it isn't. You're going to break something. I know you. You get mad. You beat stuff up. Inanimate objects are not safe around you.
Now, Eric, say hi to everyone, Eric.
What's up, homies?
Right, oh, now, see, this is what happens when you're a lonely little two-button mouse that decides not to work anymore.
Oh, frig.
He knocked over the soda!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God! I'm pulling out chains on living! Oh, I see blood and gore! I think I see his brains!
Oh, God. If I find mouse bits in the bed, you're in trouble. Now he can't do anything until he gets the other mouse plugged in.
There we go. I feel better. I do.
Are you going to clean up all the little mouse bits now?
Little mouse guts?
Yes.
Maybe.
You know, all the rotungas out there just cringed as you beat up a mouse. Took a hammer to a mouse.
My mouse has been pissing me off for months.
I know, but geez, hon.
There.
I knew you wanted the hammer to smash something.
But I didn't break it. It was already broken.
Oh, jeez.
There.
Yes, a mouse got killed on the Jethel Silverwing show. You heard it here first, folks. Are you still futzing with your mouse?
Spilt a little soda. Well, there we go.
I hope it not lay on the keyboard.
Nope, nothing on the keyboard. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. See, every once in a while, you gotta let your frustration out.
A poor defenseless mice.
Damn right.
Oh my God.
Gotta let your frustration out just a little bit. You see, that's the thing that about me that I've always actually liked is I always take any frustrations out on inanimate objects.
Is that what happened to the window in the van?
No.
Okay.
So there we have it. Exactly. Gristle from the Oasis server, Rule 32 of Zombieland. Enjoy the little things. Like beating the crap out of defective mice. It must be done. Now I gotta hook up this new mouse, otherwise I'm not gonna be able to control our levels at all.
That'll teach you. Oh, and Sam Poo?
Hello, Sam Poo.
If you're listening, your bags are ready.
He just logged in.
No, I don't want to have to send him to him if he's going to come get him.
So when I post this podcast, should I just entitle it Jethel Snaps?
Might as well. I mean, you're just like on the edge out here.
The Jethel Silverwing Show for March 23rd, 2010. Jethel snaps big.
He's pissed off at Windows 7 volume control and he hates his mouse.
Well, I've said since the first day that I got the computer, The volume control on Windows 7 is the only thing I don't like about it.
Well, we'll have to find something to work around, you know?
I've tried. I've gone to other software sites. I've tried drivers and programs and mixing software and stuff like that. Nothing will make it work like Windows XP did.
Well, the thing is, maybe you've done too much. I don't know. Oh. Yeah, let's see where Sampu is. Sampu, where are you? You're in Thundering Steps. Okay, I'll put him in the mailbox. If he shows up in the next couple minutes, I'm going to be upset now. It's like, well, you'll just have to wait now.
So for those of you who I have actually freaked out, I do apologize. I do apologize if I freaked anybody out. Of course, the folks at Sony right now are going, oh my freaking God. Let's remove him from our friends list on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's a freaking psycho. So, we do have a show here, don't we? What the hell are we going to talk about? Okay, we talked about going to the hole.
Very briefly.
Briefly, before I completely went off on a mouse.
Well, the thing, you know, I did...
Wait a minute! Kalara from the Mistura server is like, hey, at least you didn't use a sword. Eric, bring me the sword!
No, that's my sword and you can't have it. And Urson just dung. Dinged?
Dinged.
Ding dong?
He did? I don't see that.
What are you saying?
Where is that?
I don't know.
Just now or earlier tonight? Because I don't see it on the...
I don't know. He says he's 88 yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. All right. Well, congratulations to Urson for dinging yesterday. Yes, Elfin Jenna has a sword.
I have a sword. It hangs up on the wall. I got it at my very first fanfare in Seattle. And they had weaponry, which I really miss, but I can understand why they can't get it on the plane.
I could understand why they wouldn't allow that on the plane.
No, but you can always send it, you know, package and send it. But they had some wonderful swords and weaponry, and I bought me a sword.
You know, that's really one of the one things I did. I was expecting, but they weren't there for the fanfare last year. There was no weapon salesman.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of sucks, because I remember the fanfare I went to in Boston had weapons, armor, stuff like that, and you can go buy and stuff. I was actually hoping to send a sword back last year. Well, we'll see what happens this year. We know Winona, the girl who runs EQcloaks.com, she's not taking any more orders this year.
She's flooded.
She's already flooded. She got an order from an entire guild. So she's not taking any more orders for fanfare this year, and she's not having a booth. No booth for EQcloaks.com, because damn it, she wants to enjoy herself this year.
She was pretty well strapped to that thing.
Yeah, she was strapped to that booth, and she was also, and when she wasn't behind her, you know, in her booth, she was upstairs in her room trying to complete orders.
Yeah, that's no fun.
So. Yeah, Hoopy just volunteered. He says he'll be driving down there again, so we can send him anything that we need to bring.
I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna take the banner this year or not.
You know what I did though?
What?
You're probably gonna get upset at me.
What?
I found a place that does custom digital print flags.
Yeah.
And I just asked him for a quote. How much it would be to make one flag, you know, with, you know, me doing a digital design, sending it to them, and print out a flag, the, you know, or whatever. But they haven't gotten back to me yet, so. Now, they said
digital print flags as low as $25, but that's probably if you buy, 500 of them.
No idea. I know, I researched that way, too.
Yeah. No, I thought it might be nice, put it up on the site for sale, Members of the Legion of Kithagor, you want one? Here you go. This is what it cost me. Pay that plus shipping. Because I have no desire to, make a profit from our guildmates.
No.
Same with our trade skilling and stuff like that. Anything I make specifically for the guild, if you're a guildmate, I don't want to make a profit on you. I gotta make up a 2010 fanfare shirt. Nope, that's right. Shiver hit 90.
Yes.
The other day.
I think he's the first one in the whole guild.
I think so. Let me check. I think he is the first one in the Legion of Kithagor to hit 90. Level. Sort by level. True Flight is 90.
When did True Flight hit?
I don't know. True Flight, when did you hit 90?
And we're waiting for True Flight to answer.
Yeah, we think Shiver hit it first, probably.
No, no.
But here's your ding for both of you. Whoops, sorry, that's the guild ding, not the regular ding. There we go. Congratulations to True Flight and Shiver for hitting 90. Congratulations. Where am I at this point? God, I'm 62.3% in to 87.
You need to.
I just can't seem to find anything to do. I mean, really, the only thing we can do is go into the hole.
Or the Bass Deep. One of two groups.
Right, the missions, right.
Yeah, there's missions to the hole, too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vast Deep. So, I'm not old enough to see what sort of armor I can make since I got one of the books from one of the trade skill instances. Now, with the hole, I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I went down. Mm-hmm. I just know that you go through this one little watery area where there's mobs that will aggro on you unless they've gotten killed, or you can invis past them, and you end up at this little camp with these goat guys, and you can buy an illusion from them to wear, and what that will do is that will put you at negative 50,000 with everything down there, and you can, because there's three factions, you can go kill any of the factions and not lose your faction with them. Okay, in other words, it's like it neutralizes you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, and that's all I knew. And then I followed people off and went by all these people. I'm going, well, what am I doing? What are those guys? Where are you, So I didn't ask anything. I just went along, went, okay, I'm here, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just killing things. And so after the group broke up, I went back. Okay, there's three paths from the goat guys. One goes off down to the right, and that goes to where the Ratongas are. And then there's a path that goes off to your left, and that's the underfoot. And then there's a path that's straight ahead and drops into a building, and that's the seal or something group. And they're not as easy to get into. Those guards standing right by the door over there. But if you run real fast,
yeah, that's jump where down. I went. That's where I went my one time into the hole.
Well, if you run real fast and veer off to the right once you're in and jump down and then zone in, you'll lose the guards and you go back up and talk to the NPCs. So I went to all three groups and I talked to all the NPCs in the hole. So I got all their quests. So the next time I go, and I'll put my little goat outfit on. It doesn't matter where I go and, I'm sure I'll do some quest or whatever. But before I turn them in, I'll take my little goat outfit off and turn it in and get the faction bonus. See? That's how you're supposed to do it, for an understand. And eventually you will be okay with all the areas so you can go anywhere. There's other stuff, there's other instances down there that I will need to get to eventually for, this heritage quest and the epic quest, I believe. I'm still not sure because I can't go around down there yet without getting my butt handed to me, or, you know, I have to move. So all the quests that you get outside are for the instances that take off from the hole, I believe. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've got all them. And I've really got to watch it because, I'm, you know, all of a sudden I'm noticing that my my journal is getting full of quests that I can't do anything about at this moment. So I may have to go back and delete some of the other ones and remember to get them. When I went to the Bass Deep, that was another thing of, hey, I'll go. It sounds great. I've never been there. You know, I got quests handed to me, and then I totally forgot there was a bunch of quest givers outside in the a theater area that had quests that I didn't talk to. So next time I go, I'm going to see what they have to say, see what if they're in, if it's the same sort of situation, if what they're handing out up there is for, you know, bigger instances down below or something. I don't know. Still have to figure that out.
All right.
But I got a couple of little tokens. You know, I haven't found a armor merchant yet that takes the tokens unless I'm just blind or something.
They are...
Oh, wait a minute. They're in Peniel.
Yeah, they're in Peniel. If you go past the...
I know where they're at now.
Yeah, if you're going up toward the Necromancer area.
Yeah, it's to the right.
Actually, there's the ramp. They're straight ahead off the ramp.
They're saying there's some in Moonlit Hamlet as well. I'm going to have to go look at the gear and see. Because I know the books that I got are probably what I can make also.
Hmm.
There's an armor merchant in Peniel that takes them. And the tier 2 one is in Moonfield Hamlet.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah, so I'll have to go take a look and
see. Okay, they're saying Peniel is 85, Moonfield is 90.
Ah.
I'm heading up that way now because True Flight is telling us about some kind of cube that'll give me an additional 40 quests. I don't remember seeing that.
What cube?
He says there's some kind of a cube over in the Necromancer's area.
That will do what?
That'll give you 4 quests that you can do 10 times.
Really?
So I must have missed that. I'm heading out there now to see if I can find this cube. He says,
let's do that or have True Fight show you.
Yeah, well, he said Latesh did it at 84.
Well, it should be showing up for you.
So it should be showing up for me. Or 10 quests 4 times, sorry. I have not seen it, so I'm on my way over there now to see if I can find it.
Yeah, because I was noticing that my faction with that Pacific group needs to be bumped up some, so...
Oh, that's the Fellblade?
No, the Necro guys.
Yeah.
So...
I know nothing anymore, I don't know. I used to know stuff.
There's a lot of talk going around about the... the quest line that you take to advance the one...
The Golden Path.
No. What are you talking about? Golden Path is something totally different. Hoopy dinged, by the way.
Yep. Hoopy is now a level 83 guardian. Congratulations to Hoopy. There's your ding. Heading on over to the Necromancer's area.
The quest line that you do that will advance your epic. In other words, it takes the buff that you get on your epic.
So you can strip it down to a crystal.
Yeah. It's a buff that you end up doing.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the regardless if you have a mythical or fabled, it's the same buffs.
Oop, there's somebody here with a feather above their head. Ah. He may be talking about the necromantic icebox.
Oh, well, let me come up and check it out.
Necromantic research.
Unless I've done it already.
Okay, I receive a necromantic icebox.
An icebox?
That's what it says. So let's see here. Now we gotta find it because it looks just like the Sumac strong boxes that you gave me.
What, you didn't you put those in your bank yet?
Not yet. My bank is full.
Well, the boxes are so you can have more room. You're supposed to swap out the boxes.
Yes, but I have no way to swap them out. I have no place to put the new box so I can open it to swap them out. So I'm
that's why you empty one of your boxes, move it,
well,
put
I
the
can't
new box
right
in,
now.
Put all the stuff back. Why?
Because it's full of stuff I want.
Okay, we'll go this through one more time. Empty the box. Put all the stuff in your bags. Once the box is empty, move the box, put one of the new ones in.
Well, see, you're running under the assumption that my bags are empty, too. Where the hell? Oh, there it is. Okay, necromantic icebox. Examine. Oh, yeah, it does give you another line of quests. All right, now we can do more crap.
Yeah, you can always use Cheez-It or Dwarf to help move stuff around. If it's tradable. You know, mm-hmm. That's what I use my alts for.
Now I swear, I have been up here many times, and I don't remember seeing that quest guy with a feather above his head. God damn, my voice is going bad.
So where is this icebox up there?
Where are you?
I'm heading up there right now. I'm running past the blades, and then I'll be running past the crafters
now,
and heading
now,
up the ramp.
Caitlin is saying it's new. So it was added last week. So it's not that I missed it. It wasn't here. All right. Well, this helps. Okay.
I'm in the building.
You are? Oh, we're in different instances.
You can't be. I entered two. Well, maybe...
Oh, there you are. Right over here. Neophyte Serial. This guy right here that I'm in front of.
Greetings. I see that you have some skill in battle. I find myself in need of someone with your training. Would you be willing to help me? I believe I can.
Oh, please don't run down the whole thing on the air.
Why? It's better than silence.
Just accept the quest. He goes do-do-do-do-do, and for some reason, 2 seconds later, he gives you the box. Why he doesn't give it to you immediately, I don't know. So that's good. Now I have more stuff to work on. Woo! I like more stuff to work on.
All you need to do is travel to the Sundered Frontier and gather from the list of samples, the storage
list
device.
Of samples.
We'll keep our samples fresh and has the list of things we need. It's not going to be an easy task, but I will make sure it's worth your time.
Woo!
You do not need to return until you have all the samples listed.
Excellent, Smithers.
You thought of everything. I'll get right on it.
All right! Rock and roll!
Okay.
Sorry, I'm really not excited about that. I just wanted to clear my throat, hoping it would make it better.
So I have this icebox.
Woo!
Examine the icebox, and there's a whole friggin' list.
Yep.
Let's see. Get some parts from the vermin.
Vermin.
Wayward stone vines. Tuxula prowlers. Turbulent knots. The seedlings, toxic goiters, feathered vagabonds, snap-tail devourers, scavengers, and stone sloth coilers, and snakes.
Excellent, Smithers.
So you pick which one you want, you do it. Well, I guess that solves the problem of people saying, oh, we can't level without being forced to go into groups. But I tell you something, when I did go in the group, that really advanced me.
Oh, definitely. The 2 hours I spent in the hole, I gained half a level.
Yeah.
So no.
You have to
there.
Do each quest 4 times, and it removes it from the list. How interesting. Yep. That's something extra to do. always already have enough to do. I'm trying to get myself up in level in tailoring. I need to get Crema up, and then I got tinkering to do, and then I'd like to get on transmuting. Sometime. And that means going and using the Chronomage. Because I'm going to need a lot of stuff to transmute and stuff and stuff. Hmm. This doesn't sound fun at all. But I'm going to go out and get worm stomachs. And that was one of the things on that list, wasn't it? Let's see. Snap-tail devourers.
Now, where are those?
They're out in Toxulus Forest.
Ah. I haven't spent a whole lot of time out there, so...
Yeah. We'll go with those for now. I'm going to go check and see what the...
Well, hold on a minute. I'll go with you.
Well, I'm going to go check and see what writs there are. Before we head over there, I want to see what, you know, because they keep changing. I still am not used to just doing one writ for everybody. Seems weird.
Hey, I'm all for it, though. Yeah, why don't we invite Santania and Nurison, and we'll all do it at the same time.
Go ahead. I'm going to go check the writs and see what they're asking for at my level.
Santania and Nurison, break your group so I can invite you.
You know, I have a feeling they're not going to be in Toxula Forest. I think they're going to be over in the Stonebrunt area, 88.
Oh, yeah?
We'll find out. I'm just curious. Because it looks like everything on that cube is for a Sundered Frontier.
Well, we will find out.
Find out live on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
Whirling maelstroms and light stalkers. Yep, they're all over on the other side.
Our Ursin is still in a group.
Looks like we've got a whole group going.
Cool. So, which one are we doing here?
I guess I was going to go after the Snap-tail Devourers. Snap-tail Devourers in the Highland Salts. Snap-tail. Oh, I bet you those are the raptors. That means we got to go to Stonebrunt Highlands. Stonebrunt Encampment, I bet you. Highland Salts. I'm trying to remember all the places out there.
Highland Salts does not sound familiar. I don't know.
We'll go to the launch pad and then
okay, they're scorpions. Therefore, they're in the storm.
Stonebrunt Encampment. Go there.
Right.
I had about 6 diamonds, so I had them turned into experts. Expert spells. It's just kind of sad because some of the experts are just like a smidge better than my masters from the previous level. And I was like, I'm gonna need a lot more diamonds. But at least I can start one of the
I don't know what it is about
researchers.
Me.
I really don't know what it is about me. I stop at every node I can possibly find, and I have not found a single rare. Not a one.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see if there's snaptails around here. Yep. Snaptail devourers. They're all green to me.
Oh, great. So we'll just stay in the group and keep you on auto-follow, and you'll do all the work. All right.
Oh, not that again.
Hey, it's not our fault that you're just this, you know...
Not for long.
Arrow-plinging ball of doom.
I'm going to be falling behind here shortly. You know, I'm still wearing my Tier 3 gear from last, you know, stuff. I don't have any masters. Except Crippling Arrow, I have a Grandmaster in that, but I have no Masters. My gear is going to be falling behind here shortly.
I'm still wearing Tier 2, you know, I'm wearing Tier 2 stuff. And the only reason I'm still wearing the Tier 2 stuff is because of the stuff that you're getting in the quest that you're doing was just a little not quite as good as the Tier 2 stuff from Shadow Odyssey.
I know.
Just not quite as good. Although I have to admit, I wish I would have kept it just for the looks of it.
Well,
it did look pretty good, but you got to admit, the outfit I get on right now is pretty cool.
That is pretty nice.
I think it fits, Jethro.
But you got to remember, hon, I was geared up for raiding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was extremely focused on how high up I could get in the Parsis compared to everybody else's. Mm. So that meant investing in getting masters and, you know, doing all the shard runs and going to WoW and, you know, trying to gear myself out the best I could be. So I could be up in the upper five in the Parsis. I couldn't do it consistently. And Drell always beat me out. I mean, frig.
Well, you know, we had to do something called work.
But
that's the only reason I'm not 90 right now. I work. And you're beating me because, you know, you work but in different hours and you seem to be... You're around when people aren't at work. By the time I come home, people are going to bed. It's really the one thing I don't like about being on the West Coast and playing EverQuest. I get into so many more groups and stuff like that on the East Coast. By the time I get home, people are going to bed. Hey guys, want to do anything? I'm going to bed. Oh, God damn it. Yeah. It's like the only thing I don't like about it out here. It does rain quite a bit, but I don't mind that so much.
Rain.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't even know how well I did in that Vast Deep group the other day, but I wish somebody would have had a parser going. I'm curious to see if I can still reach, you know, at least the top five.
Hmm.
Even if I came in fifth. So, yeah. We'll see what happens out here. So we have to do each one of them four times?
I guess. You do it four times and then you're not allowed to do it again.
I don't know where everybody's at. Take off. Yeah, I just need to get everybody here to the Stonefront encampment. That's where the devourers are.
Yep. Those scorpion bastards. You know what, I think I'm just going to play some music or something like that. I don't know what the hell it is with my voice lately. Honestly, I think it's the change in soda.
What are you drinking now?
Well, now I'm stuck on the caffeine-free diet stuff all the time. I don't know, maybe there's something about it that's not agreeing with my voice. But ever since I switched to that, my voice is getting really raspy.
Too much aspartame?
There's no aspartame.
That's what's in diet soda. Unless you get the one with Splenda.
I thought I was having the one with Splenda, but I guess not.
You're mumbling.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
But any of you guys that wanted to know what's coming for Bristlebane Day?
Bristlebane.
You can go over to Den Mom's site at EQ2, EQTraders.com, and she's got a sneak preview going on.
A preview?
Yep, there's going to be stuff to craft.
Excellent.
You know, I kind of liked all this, you know, with, like, the Night of the Dead, and Emar Day, and Brawl Day. You can go out and harvest the things that you need to create stuff with.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it later at your leisure when you want them or something, compared to like Christmas, or I should say Frostfeld.
Oh yeah,
you have to do it all at the same time.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Well, but then it wouldn't be Frostfeld if it wasn't that way. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
And the City Festival, I told you my bet is on Freeport.
Yes, well, it's either going to be Freeport or Keno's.
And I bet it's Freeport.
I would guess Freeport, because they were in Kinos on the test server when it first started.
Yeah. So I gathered up a bunch of stuff for Umbrella Day, just in case I want to do something. There's really a lot of cool things to make for a bar, but I don't have a place for a bar right now.
Yeah.
I really need to redo my place. Or get a second one. That's what I need. I need to get a second one. Where in the hell is Barak?
I don't know
either. But now he left group, so I don't know. But I'm going to start concentrating on finding more groups for the whole.
Mm-hmm.
I need to finish out the rest of Nutsy's quest line to get up to the point where I have to go down into the hole again. But for a certain area. So we'll see about that. There's not too many devourers out here. There's more raptors out here than anything else.
Well, it was.
There's a bunch over here.
I thought it was an auto follow.
I don't know. You guys behind me or what?
I am now.
This is what happens. Everybody follows on me. I drag them around and kill stuff.
Well, it's because when you're in the group, no one else has a chance to even draw their swords.
I'm sorry.
So there's no point to it. Okay, I think I'm just going to play some music and stuff.
All right.
Get rid of this here. All right. Hopefully I'll be able to figure out what the heck's going on with my voice soon. Maybe I'll have to do the unthinkable and do some tea.
Tea.
Alrighty. Just gonna play some music for a while, guys.